Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. My name is Adam Williams, and joining me today is head volleyball coach Mike Smith. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, Adam. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Now that we've had kind of that spring to get acclimated to Mars Hill and officially head coach, I guess, congrats on that as well.
Thank you, sir.
With this summer leading up into this season, we'll start talking about that here shortly, but let's jump back to that spring. Let's talk about kind of the whirlwind that led you here and you know, how you felt about the team.
Yeah, the spring 21 was definitely a whirlwind, you know, with the unfortunate passing of Coach Fontenelle and how the team adapted, not only with that, dealing with COVID-19 throughout the year. It just made things very interesting. I will say that the team was very resilient. They were very opening, just as the whole community, whole campus was for me. And I think that if you were going to judge the spring 21 season, I think you find it a huge success. The fact that we were able to, you know, go 5-4 in our matches and reach the conference tournament for the fourth straight year, you find that. I think the other piece that is most impressive with our young ladies is the fact that they were able to have 10 young ladies make the Dean's List and have a team GPA of 3.69. So when you start looking at how did they develop and how did they continue on, I think resiliency is the best word to use it, because they just didn't waver. I mean, they hurt. They still hurt, but they didn't let it affect their day-to-day, and they were still able to get it done on the court and in the classroom.
Those are excellent points you make. And just to briefly touch on the team GPA, they, at the end of the year, we host the Lions Choice Awards, our end of the year celebration. They won team highest GPA. And just a fond memory I have, the first year that we did that, they also won that award. And that was probably the happiest I saw Coach Fontenelle. It didn't really matter what they did on the court, but knowing that his girls were top of the class, and he gave me flack the year before because another team won. He goes, I calculated it. So, but as you mentioned, resiliency for sure, and kind of the support that the community and the campus had shown throughout. Talk about the difference, though, playing volleyball in spring rather than training in the spring and then, you know, playing in the fall. Let's talk about those differences and kind of how you had to adjust.
Yeah, I mean, you come in and, you know, I had some conversations with the girls ahead of time, but really I walked in the first day 30 minutes before practice, and I have 4 days to get ready for our first match. And so, you know, you talk about shifting into gears. That was really hard pressed. And once again, that's how we talk about these young ladies. They really just bought into the system. I tried not to overcoach. I know that sounds really crazy at times, but my thoughts were, hey, let's go with what they know and let's adapt to the system. And once again, you know, you take your hats off to the three actual seniors that we had, Sarah Paceauer, Uli Martins, and Ariana Ansley, the leadership that they were able to show with everything that was going on and direct the team. They, you know, they did a great job. And even for fall 21, I'm fortunate enough to have Martins and Ansley back. So, you know, that just adds to our continued leadership that we have. As you mentioned, spring season being different, normally you get to train in the spring and have some matches that you get to work on to see how your training's gone. Well, we kind of did on the job training, and I think we had some, you know, I would kind of call it a roller coaster. I think that we started out extremely strong. I think we hit a little bit of a lull just because of everything that had gone on, and it kind of just took its toll at one point, and then we finished strong. So, you know, I think we rebounded from getting our second breath, and once we did that, you know, I think that helped. And then once we took our break and was able to finish up with our last bit of practices and do some more things, it allowed us the opportunity to see what we've done, how had things gone, and gave them a good understanding of what fall 21 would look like.
You mentioned the seniors that, you know, carried the leadership and kind of, as you said, met the on-the-job training, essentially. Well, two of those seniors coming back, Ariana Ansley, but let's talk a little about Uli Martins. Uli was named the SAC International Woman of the Year. She was first team all SAC. She's still in the running as of this recording for NCAA Woman of the Year. Let's talk about what she brings not only to the team but this community.
Well, Uli's just a special individual. That's the best way I can describe it. She's one that She's never at a loss for words, and I mean that in the best way possible. She doesn't meet a stranger. She's very open-minded. She's willing to try anything that's told of her, or told or asked of her, and then she will adapt it accordingly. With that, she's the epitome of the college student athlete, especially in Division II. She does a lot of community service. She runs different fundraising opportunities. She works on campus and then puts in the work in the classroom and along with the volleyball program. So, you know, I'm not sure when she sleeps. I'm not sure when she eats. But we're very fortunate and blessed that she's going to allow us to be graced with her presence, as far as, you know, not saying that bad, but, you know, she brings a smile to everyone's face. When people meet her, they know it's Uli, and she brings a smile to people in the Mars Hill community when she's on campus. So I think we're going to be, I think the new players that I have coming in, they're going to find that she's, the all around what you look for in a college student athlete. And if you are able to gather some of those qualities from her, I think that's what we look for in a lot of ways. And like I said, Uli brings a lot of things to our table, and we're very fortunate to have her come back for one more year.
So certainly a great ambassador for Mars Hill and the sport of volleyball. Let's also talk about a high-impact player from last year, Yana Cook. She was All-SAC second team her first year with the Lions. Talk about what you saw in her game and what made her so effective.
You know, I call Yana the silent warrior. She doesn't say a whole lot. I've actually heard more from her this preseason than I heard all last spring. And she's just determined. She has a great personality. She's another one of those that, you know, she lets her game lead. But now, like I said, she's being more vocal, and we're so excited with how she's continuing to grow. And I think her game is only going to get better. I think, you know, a lot of people didn't know about her last year, and they learned quickly about her. I'm hoping that she's able to bring that same presence to the court. And once again, she's another one that works on campus, is very active with a lot of things. So once again, I think you see a consistency within our team that they're very dual purpose as far as being students, but also from an athletic standpoint, but also being involved on campus and in community.
We mentioned a couple returners. Obviously, throughout the year, you got to do some recruiting. So obviously, new additions, new faces that'll ingrain themselves within Mars Hill. Are there any that we should keep an eye out for?
Well,
or do you want to hold those cards close to the chest?
You know, here's the way I look at newcomers. I think they all play an important role. I don't know that any of them have a defined role yet. And I think it's important to the growth of our team that they all fill a role. Because if they're all able to fill a role, then that means our team just got better. And anytime you're bringing in new student athletes, you're hoping that they can bring something to the table. And that's what I talk to them all about, is you need to know your role. Once your role is defined, make it the best you can. And once you're able to do that, that's how we're going to add growth to our team. Because when we look at how we're going to move forward with hopefully being very successful, and I know it's going to lead up to another thing you're probably going to ask, so I'm going to jump into it. We're approaching fall 21 as a growth mindset. We want to grow every day. I tell our student athletes all the time, every day is a teachable moment, and the more that we can grow from it, the better we're going to be. There's still a lot of volleyball to learn. There's still a lot of things to learn. As you mentioned, the summer, I took the summer to get to know the returning players better, just because, you know, my time with them wasn't that much, but also some of the student-athletes that were already signed, I got to know them better. So I think I had to take that same approach of the growth mindset. How can I be a better coach with learning my players? What do I have to do to make it more not my team but our team? How can I make it a we and not me? And I think we've really worked on that piece of it. And in the preseason, I've seen a lot of that shine through at this point.
Like you mentioned, I was going to ask about that. But since we're here, so the growth mindset, what are some other goals that you have, aside from what we just briefly went over? What are some other goals that you have personally, but also for the team as well?
You know, I think you look back at consistency of what some things have occurred. We're looking, when you look at the big picture, you're looking at making the conference tournament for five straight years. I think that has to be first and foremost. I think that also an undefined part of what we have to look at with fall 21 is, are we getting better every day? Our schedule is incredibly tough, and with that, it's going, you know, there could be some bumps in the road, but we grow from that. That's part of why our schedule the way it is. We want to get better every day, and if we can continue to have the growth mindset, learn from what occurs, and how do we push that forward, I think we're going to do some great things. Academically, we still want to continue to be the best. You know, once you've had the team had the highest GPA in the athletic department, you don't want to give that up. And I think that's something the new student athletes have heard very much from us is, you know, we put academics at a priority, and we're always going to do that. So that's another thing at the top of the list. And then finally, I just want them to be the best student athletes they can be. I want them to, if they're involved in other organizations and things here on campus or in the department, I want them to be the best they can be and grow from it, because I think that's how we best define our volleyball program is we're trying to be the best we can be, but it's also how you define success. We don't put numbers on things just because I think at times that limits you or it puts way too much pressure on you. So if we know within what we're trying to do to get better and we're achieving that every day, I think that's all we can ask at the end of the day.
You hinted at the schedule. It's one thing we've been mentioning. Oh, it's coming up, play's coming up. Let's actually talk about it here. You said it's a tough schedule, and right off the bat, two tournaments to kick off the year, 8 games on the road before we have our first true home game on Tuesday, September 14th at 7 o'clock as we host Converse. Talk about basically making the schedule and how you feel about the schedule and what are some of the strengths of it, what are some periods to keep an eye out for?
I thought going to Erskine gave us an opportunity to be on the road. You know, it's no farther than our furthest conference match. So by going there, it gave us an opportunity to see some teams that are not necessarily in our region, but also gave us, or not necessarily in our conference, but gave us an opportunity to see some teams within our region, but also just to get away and see teams that we normally wouldn't see. So we're excited about that. You come back home and go to, you know, King University, which is not too far away. We'll drive back and forth, gives us an opportunity for 4 good matches in 2 days there. So we're really going to be challenged before we ever get back home to the friendly confines of Chambers Gymnasium. Once we get back home, that'll let us see, you know, hopefully we'll be a little bit more seasoned at that point and be able to put on a good show for everybody on the 14th as we welcome the Valkyries into Chambers Gym.
Say it's a busy week that week as well. We have Converse, and then the Friday-Saturday doubleheader. You have Wingate on Friday and Coker on Saturday. It's always an interesting weekend when those two teams roll through. But like we said, 8 on the road, but then 3 straight at home. So we highly encourage everyone to come out to Chambers Gymnasium on those days, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday in mid-September, to support the team and just watch some of the best volleyball action you're going to see in the conference.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes the South Atlantic Conference is underrated in its volleyball talent that's throughout the league. You know, you're finding some of the top volleyball talent in the country in the South Atlantic Conference, and with that, the teams proved again last year how competitive it is, and every time that you have a South Atlantic Conference match, you're facing great competition. You're going to see some great volleyball action, and everybody in the area that can come out, we'd love to have you at Chambers Gym, just because I want you to see how our team is continuing to prosper, and also too, what does it look like moving forward, because we've got a lot of young ladies that are young, but we've got a good season group that you know, that has got experience. So how we put that together and hopefully be able to put a successful season together.
Coach, as we wrap up, just want to ask, are there any last thoughts that you'd like to leave with the listeners, the Lion fans, and supporters of the volleyball program?
You know, I want to thank everybody for just welcoming me and my family to the area. It's been, 6 months here now has been just a privilege. Everyone has been so welcoming and understanding, you know. Sometimes a transition is tough, and when it is tough, you know, there's always people there to kind of lighten the mood or try to help any way they can, and so we're very thankful. With that, you know, I hope everyone understands that we're gonna compete every day, and we're going to get better. There could be, as I said, there could be some bumps in the road, but stick with us. We're going to be there, and we're appreciative of all the support we've already gotten, and look forward to all the new Lions fans that will be coming out for fall 21.
Coach, I'd like to think I speak for everyone when I say we're thrilled to have you here on campus. It's been an absolute pleasure these 6 months and looking forward, and obviously we wish you nothing but the best of luck this upcoming season.
Thanks, Adam. Really appreciate it.